Common questions about building with structural insulated panels, SIPs. Authored by Structural Insulated Panel Association. Reprinted with permission of Structural Insulated Panel Association from sips.org/frequently-asked-questions about SIPs. Structural insulated panels, SIPs, are a high-performance building system for residential and light commercial construction. The innovative panels consist of an insulating foam core sandwiched between two structural facings, typically oriented strand board, OSB. SIPs are precisely manufactured under factory-controlled conditions and fit nearly any building design. The SI building envelope has been in use for more than 30 years, achieving the industry's highest accolades. A. Structural insulated panels, SIPs, are high-performance building panels used in floors, walls, and roofs for residential and light commercial buildings. The panels are made by sandwiching a core of rigid foam plastic insulation between two structural facings, such as oriented strand board, OSB. Other skin materials can be used for specific purposes. SIPs are manufactured under factory-controlled conditions and can be custom designed for each project. The result is a building system that is extremely strong, energy efficient, and cost-effective. Building with SIPs will save you time, money, and labor. Question: why panelized construction with SIPs? Why do in 7 steps with conventional stud frame construction what you can do in only 3 innovative steps with SIPs? Here are 9 top benefits of panelized construction with SIPs. 1. Speed. 2. Quality. 3. Accuracy. 4. Efficiency. 5. Waste reduction. 6. System integration. 7. Machine learning. 8. Automated BOM, automated scheduling. How much faster can I build with SIPs? Answer: SIP homes go up much faster than traditionally framed buildings. A properly trained SIP installation crew can cut framing time by 55% compared to conventional wood framing, according to a third-party study conducted by RS Means. Panels are manufactured as big as 8 foot by 24 foot, so entire wall and roof sections can be put up quickly, reducing dry-in time. SIPs are ready to install when they arrive at the job site, eliminating the time needed to perform the individual job site operations of framing, insulating, and sheathing stick-framed walls. Electrical chases are typically provided in the core of panels, so there is no need to drill through studs for wiring. Question: how much money can I save with SIPs? Answer: builders can save money through decreased construction and labor costs. A high-performance building envelope often allows HVAC equipment to be downsized and ductwork to be minimized. Builders can also significantly reduce job site waste disposal and temporary heat during construction. Homeowners who incorporate other energy-efficient features into a SIP home can see utility savings of 50% or more. In a 2021 example for a typical 2000 CESFEF home, using SIPs saves over $16,000 in eliminated 2x4 raw material costs alone due to the high costs of lumber versus OSB used for SIPs. How sustainable are SIPs? Structural insulated panels are one of the most environmentally responsible building systems available. A SIP building envelope provides continuous insulation, is extremely airtight, allows for better control over indoor air quality, reduces construction waste, and helps save natural resources. Life cycle analysis has shown that SIP homes have a tremendous positive environmental impact by reducing energy use and greenhouse gas emissions throughout the home's life cycle. SIP designs can save 45% more CO2 with a 5.1-year energy payback and a 3.8-year greenhouse gas payback compared to stick framing examples. Question: how strong are SIPs? Answer: the structural characteristics of SIPs are similar to that of a steel I-beam. The OSB facers act as the flange of the I-beam, while the rigid foam core provides the web. This design gives SIPs an advantage when handling in-plane compressive loads. SIPs are used for high wind designs in excess of 180 miles per hour and are approved for Florida's strict high-velocity hurricane zones, HVHZ. The load-bearing area of SIPs is equivalent to building with 2x10 framing at 16 inches on center. SIPs can be engineered for most applications. Detailed information on the structural performance of SIP is available from SIPA member manufacturers. How do I properly size HVAC equipment? Answer. A high-performance SIP building enclosure often allows smaller HVAC equipment to be specified. It is important to work with a qualified HVAC professional that can accurately estimate the low levels of air infiltration in a SIP home or commercial building. Proper HVAC sizing is crucial because an oversized HVAC system will fail to reach the steady operating rate the equipment was designed for. Short-cycling HVAC equipment will be less energy efficient and require more maintenance than properly sized HVAC equipment. Question: How important is ventilation? Answer: SI buildings are extremely airtight, with air leakage rates well less than 3 air changes per hour at 50 pascals of pressure, 3.8 ACH 50, and require mechanical ventilation. Ventilation systems bring fresh air into the building in controlled amounts and exhaust moisture, laden, and stale air to the outside. By limiting air exchange to controlled ventilation systems, SIP homes allow for all incoming air to be filtered for allergens and dehumidified, creating better indoor air quality. Proper ventilation is important in all homes to preserve indoor air quality. How do SIPs improve indoor air quality? The airtightness of the SIP building envelope prevents air from gaining access to the interior of the home except in controlled amounts. A controlled indoor environment is both healthy and comfortable. Humidity can be controlled more easily in a SIP home, resulting in a home that is more comfortable for occupants and less prone to mold growth and dust mites. How do SIPs react to fire? Like all wood frame buildings, SIPs present a manageable fire risk when their construction meets the fire precautions listed in the building code. Residential codes typically require the application of a 15-minute fire-resistant thermal barrier on the interior for all residential structures, accomplished by applying 1/2-inch thick gypsum board or a material of equivalent thermal performance. Light commercial or multi-use buildings of Type 5 fire-rated construction often require a 1-hour fire rating and/or sprinkler systems. Many SIP manufacturers can provide tested assemblies for both walls and roofs that meet the 1-hour fire resistance tests outlined in ASTM E119. Check with your local manufacturer for specific assemblies. Many SIPA manufacturers participate in Intertek's 1-hour fire listing for specific SIP assemblies. Are SIPs compatible with other building systems? Answer: SIPs are compatible with almost any building system. Wall panels can sit on a variety of foundation materials, including poured concrete, blocks, or insulated concrete forms. SIPs are sized to accept dimensional lumber and are seamlessly compatible with stick framing. According to the Builder's Guide to Structural Insulated Panels, SIPs, published by Building Science Corporation, the typical reduction of shingle life over an unvented SIP roof assembly is between 1 and 2 years. Builders seeking to comply with roofing manufacturer warranties can choose from a variety of more durable, non-asphalt roofing materials or provide a venting space between the SIP roof panels and the roofing material, known as a cold or ventilated roof. Question: Does a building with a SIP roof need to be ventilated? Answer: The area inside a SIP building envelope is considered conditioned space and will be ventilated by the building's HVAC system. There is no need to provide a vented attic beneath a SIP roof, and doing so would compromise the conditioned space of the building. Some building science experts recommend venting the roof by providing an airspace between the SIP roof panels and the roofing material, known as a cold roof. This best practice is not a requirement for SIP buildings, but it is a sensible extra measure to improve the durability and moisture resistance of the building. How much do SIPs cost? Answer: Pricing information can be obtained by contacting any of SIPA's manufacturer or dealer distributor members. However, the material price does not reflect the labor savings capable with SIP construction. A study conducted by the RS Means shows that building with SIPs can reduce framing, electrical, and plumbing labor by as much as 55% over conventional wood framing. Builders can also expect decreased job site waste disposal costs and savings on HVAC equipment, savings in door, window, cabinetry, and drywall installation efforts, and elimination of continuous insulation, CI, are typical. When all these factors are considered, Building with SIPs is often less expensive than other building systems. Are SIPs accepted by building codes? SIP construction is recognized by the International Code Council body of building codes, which are used by most jurisdictions in the U.S. SIPs are also approved by the state of Florida for high-velocity hurricane zones, HVHZ. For residential buildings, specific construction practices for SIP wall systems are included in Section R610 of the 2018 International Residential Code. For applications beyond the scope of Section R610, the building inspector will typically require a licensed engineer or architect to approve the building plans prior to construction. An engineer's approval is always required in high wind areas, high seismic zones, and commercial buildings. Question: how do I attach siding or other exterior claddings to SIPs? Answer: builders should consult the siding manufacturer's installation instructions for how to attach their product to SIPs. Because SIPs use very little solid lumber, an increased fastening schedule is often required when attaching exterior cladding. If the siding manufacturer does not offer recommendations for attaching their product to SIPs, a licensed architect or engineer can calculate the appropriate fastener frequency by obtaining fastener pullout capacities from the SIP manufacturer. It is also important that proper moisture management procedures be followed when applying any type of cladding to SIPs. The Builder's Guide to Structural Insulated Panels, SIPs, provides details for attaching various types of cladding materials. With the exception of metal and vinyl siding, the Builder's Guide recommends that all claddings be installed with a drainage gap between the cladding and the weather-resistant barrier in climates that average more than 20 inches of annual rainfall. What is shingle ridging? Does shingle ridging occur in SIP buildings? Answer: shingle ridging is a bulging of asphalt roofing material that occurs along the joints of engineered wood panels used in roof applications. This rare phenomenon is caused by changing moisture content in the roof sheathing and occurs in traditional truss-framed roof assemblies as well as SIP roof assemblies. The ridges caused by the expansion of SIP roof panels may be an aesthetic blemish, but they do not affect the performance of the roofing or the SIP roof panels. Several assemblies that prevent shingle ridging are described in the Builder's Guide to Structural Insulated Panels, SIPs, specifying a cold roof, back ventilated, or simply oversheathing the roof with an additional layer of OSB staggered over the panel joints will eliminate the possibility of shingle ridging. Alternately, wood shingles, wood shakes, or a standing seam metal roof can be used in place of asphalt shingles. What is the R value of SIPs? R values for SIPs depend on the thickness of the SIP and the type of core material that is used. See SIPA's R value chart for the minimum R values of commonly available SIPs, sips.org/resources/R values in the real world. Static R values, like those included in the chart, rate the effectiveness of insulating material. However, they do not accurately describe how products perform in a real-world setting. When fiberglass or other types of insulation are installed, they are installed around structural members made of wood or metal that have very poor insulating value. Field-installed insulation materials are also prone to installation imperfections. The Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory has studied and tested the performance of entire wall assemblies in large sections. The resulting whole wall R value data reveals that a 4-inch SIP wall rated at R14 outperforms a 2x6 wall with R19 fiberglass insulation. How are SIPs supported? Are there studs in the panels? Answer: for most applications, SIPs are structurally self-sufficient. The structural characteristics of SIPs are similar to that of a steel I-beam. The OSB facers act as the flange of the I-beam, while the rigid foam core provides the web. This design is extremely strong and eliminates the need for additional framing. In cases where a point load from a beam or header requires additional support, a double-dimensional lumber spline or engineered wood spline is field-installed at in-plane panel connections. SIPs are also used as curtain walls for steel frame or timber frame structures. In large commercial applications, SIPs can minimize the amount of structural support needed and reduce material costs. In roof applications, S-IPES rely on beams and purlins for support. S-IPES can span long distances, allowing a minimal amount of structural supports to be used. Embedding I-joists into the S-IPE roofs can also easily increase roof spans and loads. Can recessed lights be used in S-IPES? Recessed lights should never be embedded in structural insulated panels. To install recessed lights, an interior soffit must be constructed. Nowadays, more energy-efficient, modern, thin LED lights have replaced the need for recessed light fixtures. Question: Do S-IPES block sound transmission? Answer: The sound resistance of a S-IPE wall depends on the thickness of the gypsum drywall applied, the exterior finish applied, and the thickness of the insulating foam core that is used. S-IPES are especially effective at blocking high-frequency noise, and most homeowners notice the quiet comfort of a S-IPE home. However, low-frequency sounds are not as effectively stopped by a S-IPE building envelope. For multifamily and commercial buildings, a universal sound transmission coefficient, STC, is used to specify the sound resistance of wall assemblies. Assemblies with a range of STC ratings are available, including options with a STC rating greater than 50 for party walls in multifamily buildings. S-IPE manufacturers can provide more information on these assemblies. Are vapor barriers required in S-IPE buildings? Air barriers or vapor barriers are not required in S-IPE buildings because properly sealed S-IPEs create a code-compliant air barrier with a permeability rating of less than 1.0 perm. In addition, the foam core of S-IPEs is solid and continuous throughout the wall, eliminating the convection and condensation issues that can occur in cavity walls. This should not be confused with the requirement for external water-resistant barriers that protect all external wood structures from bulk water. Can plumbing be installed in S-IPEs? Plumbing should not be located in exterior S-IPE walls because of the possibility of condensation or supply lines freezing in cold climates. During the design phase of the project, all plumbing should be relocated to interior walls. If plumbing must be located on an exterior wall, it is recommended that a surface chase be installed on the interior of the wall to conceal plumbing. Another option is to construct a small section of the wall using conventional wood framing that can be used to run plumbing. Plumbing penetrations such as drain water vents, DWV, can be placed through S-IPEs if they are thoroughly sealed to prevent air infiltration. Question: Are S-IPEs susceptible to mold and mildew? Answer: A water and airtight S-IPE building envelope forms the basis of a successful mold control strategy. The extremely low levels of air infiltration in S-IPE buildings allow for incoming air to be provided in controlled amounts by air handling equipment. Proper dehumidification of incoming air following ASHRAE standards will create an environment where mold physically cannot grow. In addition to creating an airtight structure, S-IPEs are solid and free of any cavities in the wall where moisture can condense and cause unseen mold growth. How does the S-IPE design and fabrication process work? The construction of a S-IPE home or commercial building begins with the construction documents. Once the construction documents are in the hands of a S-IPE manufacturer, dealer, distributor, or design professional, they are converted to S-IPE shop drawings that give the dimensions of each individual panel. The shop drawings are reviewed by the builder, engineer, the building owner, and other involved parties. Once the shop drawings are finalized, the S-IPEs are fabricated and shipped to the job site for installation. Note: Much more information, such as videos, blogs, PDF downloads, and other references, are available on the S-IPE's article link, sipes.org/frequently-asked-questions-about-SIPE. The Structural Insulated Panel Association, SIPA, sips.org, is a nonprofit trade association representing manufacturers, suppliers, dealer distributors, design professionals, and builders committed to providing quality structural insulated panels for all segments of the construction industry.